So all the other groups are 0.9% increase effective January of next year. And this is an emergency ordinance because all the details were still being worked on up until very, very recently. So this is the first time we were able to get it before you. The cost for the current fiscal year 2012-13 is non-existent. For fiscal year 2013-14, the cost is about $650,000. $300,000 of that is from the general fund. And then for fiscal year 2014-15, the total cost is about $1.3 million, with $600,000 of that coming out of the general fund.
Great. Questions?
By the way, when you refer to the cost, we already, my understanding, my recollection is we had already budgeted in the five-year CAL assumptions based on cost of living. So this is actually below what the CPI was. So even
Correct.
Though you're listing the additional cost, my understanding is that's below what our CAL targets were.
Exactly. The CPI estimate was 1.8%. So this is half of that.
All right. That's an important point. Thank you. Any other questions? Anyone else signed up to testify? Okay. Come on up.
Right. We have one, two, three, five.
Five people signed. Okay, let's take them in order then. Thanks.
Would Joe Walsh, Lightning, and Tequila Sweet come up, and they'll be followed by Joel Sievers and Charles Johnson.
Good morning.
My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. We have no objections to any of the cost of living raises, with the exception of the elected officials. Unfortunately for you, that is you. For you to give yourself a raise at this point and spending the last 6 months telling us how bad we are financially, and you cut jobs, people on the street lost about $100,000 because the federal government, on their sequester, has lowered their contributions. But you didn't make it up. The county didn't make it up. So it's a loss, no matter how you slice it. It's a $100,000 loss to the homeless. You just had a woman here begging you to do something about shelters. So to give yourself a raise would be obnoxious. It would be disgraceful. It's a good word. There is an option in the ordinance that you can opt out individually. If I remember correctly, there's a paragraph that says, if you so choose, you can say, I don't want this raise. I don't think I deserve it, or whatever your reason is. And I'm suggesting, and Individuals for Justice is suggesting, that you do that. And you set the example, let the people get their cost of living raise that actually work really hard. And I'm a big proponent of staff. I like them. They work hard. They should get the raise. Not you. You have not done your job well. You still have a D minus in your transparency. You still have people on the street. It is not 1,500 anymore. It is 1,900. And if you read my shirt, 58 people died on your streets. Just 58 died on your streets. Doesn't count the people that were moved to the hospital. So we don't even know what the figure is. And unfortunately, Commissioner Fish is in here. He signed the report. I don't know if you read the report, but you should. It is disgraceful. And for you to give yourself a raise, I don't know how you would look yourself in the mirror. But I'll be here to remind you if you do take this raise. Thank you.
My name is Lightning. Salaries are always a very touchy issue with everybody. And I'm going to say something today that you might find rather interesting. If homelessness is reduced throughout the city, and we really get this leveled down and don't show increases, I'm one person here that says that every one of you are underpaid. You are underpaid for what you do. Because if you can correct that problem, I think you deserve more money. If you reduce homelessness through the city, I believe you deserve more money. Right now, I can't say that because homelessness is increasing. And that's my point at this time. And another issue I have on city employees, their salaries, is that the salaries are very healthy through this city. And if you compare them to other states, very healthy salaries. I don't have an issue with that. Not whatsoever. Earn every penny you make. Congratulations. Here's my concern. We need to reduce the number of homelessness out through this city. We're asking for your assistance to do that. What you get paid is not a concern to me. If that number reduces, you earn every penny you get paid. Another thing I would like to ask is all city employees understand one thing. When you have an employee option to give money and to earmark it in a certain direction, remember, homelessness is the number one concern and priority in this city. Please earmark that money toward the Portland Housing Bureau to reduce homelessness. Understand it is a group effort, all the city employees together, direct that money, reduce homelessness, and I commend you on your current salaries and your raises. Thank you.
Lightning, could I just say that
yes.
I really appreciate the way you express yourself and the respectful and thoughtful way you make your points, and I appreciate the fact that even when you have sort of a sharp point to deliver, you make it without insults and thoughtfully and respectfully. So I just want to say that I really appreciate the way you approach your testimony.
Thank you.
Morning.
Hello, what's going on? Don't worry, I won't be cussing or anything like that.
What's your name for the record, please?
Oh, everyone knows me as Tequila. Yeah, I'm sorry, I've been chanting this morning on the night at City Hall but at a bank. But, well, I would like to say as my two comrades here, they pretty much summed it up. I came here to say something, but like I said, it's pretty summed up. But I would like to say this. I totally agree that it will be disgraceful, especially to take a pay raise, which I'm just going to say is common sense. You know, common sense, why not, you know, at this time. I say I've been, you know, reading what I can in the papers. What, you know, I don't like to admit that I watch the news from time to time. But I put it this way. Amanda, Steve, you two, honestly, when the FBI did your when you told basically F the government, whatever, you pretty much got me on my like, oh, okay, they actually can be worked with. I can actually, you know, see them, because my impressions before was like going, Charles, you're pretty new. I can't judge you immediately because this is your, you know, you're pretty new. But right now, the path ain't going too well, but I still not run past judgment. Nick, there's no hope. You will never get my vote. Sorry to tell you, you will never get my vote. But unless you do something drastic. But I will say this, for when it comes to Amanda and Steve and Charles, and Dan, you're neutral, I know. But anyway, when it comes to this, taking this pay raise would definitely, for as a voter, which I do vote, I've been voting since the age of 18, it will sway my vote because no, a pay raise is not earned, as what I'm looking at. And as I'm speaking, for what I see in the conditions of, and I mean, I'm hearing 1,900 homeless, and I'm hearing 12 homeless. I'm like, wait a minute. Those numbers got to be wrong. Because I know there got to be a lot more. I know there is a lot more homeless. And it ain't no way out of this circumstance. And speaking for a person that that has an income, that has other, that has an income, and making, and what's keeping us homeless is basically they can't make money off of us. That pretty much, it says a lot to me in this city. And all I'm just going to say is you just got to provide some kind of housing, do something. But pay raises at this time, no. I don't know how, like you said, I couldn't look at myself in the mirror. So good luck when you threw in my vote, okay? All right.
Next two are Joel Sievers and Charles Johnson.
Charles.
Oh, no, you sit up here.
Come on up.
I'll let you go first. Mine is very subtle.
Good morning, commissioners. It's good to be back in front of you, or council members. Well, you are commissioners now that you've had your shuffled portfolios issued. I think it's important to connect this to one issue that Mayor Hales...
Charles, just put your name in the record.
Charles Johnson, for the record, again. And one issue that Mayor Hales has tried to hammer home during this difficult budget process is his concerns about contingencies and reserves. And so, look, Elizabeth just gave you an opportunity to... you can pass this ordinance, but in the name of clarity and transparency, you can disclose how much that would be if each of you were to get a 0.9% raise. And then next week when we come back, you can pass another special emergency ordinance and put it all in the contingency fund in the emergency reserves. You have worked hard during this budget process, but I think you all agree that your staff has worked even harder. And we'll be watching very closely to see if you have the courage and foresight to have your five raises earmarked for something better, whether it's a new fund to reward innovation and service among the staff, or simply to fund those things that Mayor Hales feels need to be backed up with stronger contingency reserves. I think you'd send an excellent message to your constituency if you do something other than let those 0.9% increases appear in your paychecks. Good luck.
Charles, can I ask you a question?
Yes, please.
And I appreciate your testimony, and I will, for the fifth consecutive year, not take the COLA, and I am doing so because for 5 years we've been cutting budgets. So I appreciate your comments. But the issue before us today is whether our represented and non-represented employees will take a pay cut. Under the contract that we've negotiated with our labor partners, working families in this city are entitled to be made whole for the cost of living. And if we don't make them whole for the cost of living, and they don't have additional resources to pay for food and transportation and basic services, that's a pay cut. As part of our budget this year, our labor partners have agreed to take a cut, a one-half COLA, so they will not be keeping pace with inflation, which translates, as Steve as eloquently points out in many of these hearings, as essentially a pay cut for working families. So we've had some testimony that this is inappropriate and that we should not be giving people a COLA. Do you have a position on the matter that's before us?
Oh, yeah. I think that's a problem, actually, with the way that this ordinance got worded. You'll notice we're talking about item number 670, which says approve cost of living adjustments to pay rates for non-represented classifications and, oops, elected officials. Probably the best thing is over the next few weeks is to bifurcate those two issues.
So by law, just to be clear, when these things are drafted, they cover all classes of employees. The actual ordinance, which is a public record, which I'm sure you've had a chance to look at if you wanted to, says that elected officials can notify HR if they choose to opt out, which is the way we've done it for 5 years. And a number of us have, in fact, opted out. So you make an important point. But the matter before us is whether our hardworking families who work for this city should take a pay cut. And they have agreed to do so as part of this. Now, we've had a lot of testimony during budget about the wisdom of austerity, about the wisdom of cuts. This matter results in a pay cut for our represented employees. Do you have a position on it?
Yes, I don't know whose question brought that out, but Elizabeth did point out that the CPI is estimated maybe around here to have been a 1.8% increase, and that the hardworking SEIU and other AFSCME employees, whichever we have in the city, won't be getting a full COLA adjustment. They're getting a half COLA. So I'm encouraging the council to pass the resolution, the ordinance, but with mindfulness that there's an option, as you pointed out, Commissioner Fish, that there are ways that that money doesn't have to come into your paycheck, or you could refund it back by personal check. I don't know how you've been doing it in the past, but I want to congratulate you for that, and I hope you'll be a role model for your four co-counselors.
Let me just be very clear, because the ordinance is a public record, and it says that in the therefore subsection G, notwithstanding the above, the mayor and individual commissioner's salary shall be frozen at the current rate upon their request. And that's been the standard language every year we've taken this up. Individual commissioners and the mayor have the right to opt out if they choose. That's always been the system. But I understand that by rule, it has to apply to everybody, and then there's the opt out. So I just want to make that clear on the record.
Thank you. I'm sure Auditor Levon's officer will be glad to get the information so we can see if it's been a unanimous decision among all you good people or whether Nick Fish has been a noble exception. Thanks.
And just to answer your question, the commissioners make about $100,000, so 0.9 is $900.
Thank you, Ms. Ritz. That's the end of my remarks. I never got to hear the final beep.
Beep.
Welcome.
Hello. My name is Joel Severs, and I just say that I'm sorry for what's going on with people being drunk out in front of City Hall and taking bong rips, but I still say legalize marijuana to the fullest, because that's one way Oregon could make money. It's almost as easy as, you know, taking fireworks from Washington and bringing them back to Oregon. But I also say there's people sleeping out in front of banks, and people with pressure washers want to come by and pressure wash where they're sleeping. That's a big no-no. You know, and it's for the ones that are here to sleep and protest, but also Clean and Safe want to tell homeless people sleeping in doorways that it's trespassing, you can't sleep here, go in front of City Hall. So we're also having a big problem on our hands getting rid of train hoppers that, you know, want to pull knives out or fucking sick their dogs on people. So we just kind of leave them alone. You know what I mean? Another big thing is low-income housing in Portland. If you guys want to build an AstroTurf field, what about a low-income apartment and charge $350 a month? You know? And work with people that are on OHP, Oregon Health Plan, Care Oregon, the Obama administration. I think that would look really good. Because, I mean, I get Oregon Health Plan. I get Care Oregon. I mean, I get ShareCare, Oregon Health Care Plus. And I don't even know how to use it. Do you know how many doctors I went to go see to see if I could get a doctor in Oregon, and none of them accept Oregon Health Plan? It doesn't make any sense. I mean, but it's easy to get an EBT food stamp card. Why? It doesn't make any sense at all, you know? Social Security office in downtown Portland messed up our address 5 times, and we kept on telling them where we lived was the right address. And by the time I got my Social Security check, we had to move out because we couldn't pay the person rent. So that's why I'm homeless. That's why I'm out here. I get money, but yet I'm still fighting for a cause. Mayor Sam Adams tweeted that it was okay to have homeless people sleep in the park. I mean, really?
Thank you very much. Yeah. Thanks for coming. Appreciate
it. No problem, man. All right. Bye.
Thanks, Joel. Anyone else? Anyone else signed up?
That's all.
Okay. Any further council discussion? Then roll call on the emergency ordinance.
Salzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
So we are taking this action with the expectation and hope that our labor partners in bargaining will also agree to these same 0.9% increase, which, as Commissioner Fish pointed out, is a pay reduction in comparison with the cost of living raises. And we're also asking the non-represented employees who have sacrificed their COLA for 11 months of this year to do so for another 6 months at this rate. For the first 4 years that I was in office, I did not take any cost of living increases. This year I will be taking the cost of living increase and be dedicating the additional $900 to services for victims of domestic violence and human trafficking. Aye.
Fish.
Just to amplify on what Commissioner Fritz just said, COPIA has, in fact, agreed to a cut in the cost of living, so we're hoping that becomes the pattern with our other labor partners. We've all heard from people who said that we should balance the budget, in effect, on the back of our workforce, and I disagree with that. A cost of living increase simply keeps pace with inflation. And if we don't give our workers a cost of living increase, then the additional cost of milk and basic foods and services in their lives come out of their diminishing resources. What we asked for this budget cycle was shared sacrifice to cover a $21 million budget hole. And today we are asking, we are voting on a resolution, an ordinance which requires the non-represented employees to engage in shared sacrifice. Make no mistake, when you cut the COLA, it is effectively a pay cut. And so I want to thank our non-represented employees for sharing the sacrifice during a very tough budget year. And for, while I believe that each of us has a claim to the COLA, and this is a very hardworking council, it has been my position in the 5 years I've served here as we have cut budgets, that I will, too, share in the sacrifice by foregoing a COLA, and I will do so this year as well. Aye.
Hales.
I want to reemphasize that key point that we asked our employees, both represented and non-represented, to help with a difficult budget by making sure less people got laid off because we, as employees of the city, represented or non-represented, we hope all of our unions follow this, the lead of COPIA, and the lead of our non-rep employees that we're establishing by passage of this, that it's better to get through this together than to have to lay off more of our fellow workers in the city. That's the bottom line here. And I'm really proud of everyone involved and of our workers for being willing to tighten their belt and get through this and get to better days, which appear to be coming fairly quickly. So I'm happy that this budget is done. I'm also happy that this is one of the elements that made it possible. Aye. Okay, we have one more item.
Item 671, authorize intergovernmental agreement with Oregon Department of Transportation for the design and construction of I-5 northbound ramps at Southwest Coronado Street project.
And we continued this hearing for a week for an opportunity for some additional discussions. I think they might have taken place. So, Commissioner Fritz, do you have some comments?
I do. I thank you, Mayor, and thank you, Commissioner Novick, for partnering with me and inviting the Oregon Department of Transportation and the Southwest Neighborhoods stalwarts in for a meeting in my office earlier this week. And I believe that while none of us are entirely satisfied with the proposed improvements, we agree that they are improvements and that they don't preclude some of the other changes that are needed to make particularly pedestrian and bike traffic in that area safer. So I appreciate the additional week to make sure that the information that we got was clarified, which it in the future when we get complicated intersection improvements, if we got more information up front, hopefully we could avoid that kind of thing. But it happened in a timely manner, and I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Mr. Novick, any comments before we ask? And I know I see you have ODOT and PBOT staff here, as well as Mary Ann Zabel back as well. So
I think that if anybody wants to add additional testimony, that'd be fine. I mean, I think that we did continue this so that we could have discussions with the neighborhood, stalwart neighborhood representatives, and ODOT and Commissioner Fritz. As always, I'm extremely impressed by Commissioner Fritz's attention to detail, particularly, although not exclusively, in her own neighborhood. And I appreciate ODOT's time and Mary Ann's time, and hope that this is just one small step towards achieving the vision of the Barber Concept Plan, which, of course, envisions, you know, many further pedestrian and bike-friendly improvements. So I think that at this point we should be ready to move forward.
Mary Ann, anyone want to comment? Thanks for your collaboration and for your advocacy. So we'll take a roll call right now on the item. Is that correct? Yes.
Osman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Since this is the intersection that my family walks and drives on multiple occasions, I happen to be familiar with this one. Just so you know, if I get transportation issues in other neighborhoods, I tend to visit them to make sure that I understand those too. Aye.
Fish.
Well, that's actually, given that comment, it's good that you have adjoining offices, so you can just go back and forth in the shuttle diplomacy. Thank you both for your leadership on this. I'm pleased to vote aye.
Hales.
Aye. Thank you very much. And we are adjourned until next week. Thank you.